Our readings today look at faith. What is faith? Our modern culture says it's simply superstition, mythology, something that goes against reason. Maybe it's something for the simple or the children. But if that's the case, how do we explain that some of the greatest minds in all of history were men and women of faith? St. Paul, St. Augustine, Thomas Aquinas, John Paul II, Benedict, Mother Teresa, Teresa of Lisieux, Catherine of Siena, G.K. Chesterton, J.R. Tolkien. The list goes on and on and on. So it can't be something that goes against reason. But is faith just belief? If that's the case, then why, when they do surveys, do 95% of Americans say, "I believe in God"? Probably self-identified Catholics and Christians would say, it'd be 100%. "I believe in God." If that's the case, where are they? Why isn't our church packed every Sunday just as it is on Christmas and as it is on Easter? Or sometimes we want to reduce faith to something that we can prove. Make God subject to science. Most of us in this room probably haven't been to China or Antarctica. But we believe China and Antarctica are there. But does that belief that China and Antarctica are there, does that have any impact on my life? We can have the same type of belief in God. We can believe in God. But we keep Him at an arm's distance, and it doesn't impact who I am. So faith and belief are not the same. In fact, in sacred scripture, Christ doesn't ask, "When I return, will I find any belief on earth?" But "When I return, will I find any faith on earth?" Belief makes no demands on us. But faith implies a relationship. And faith does make demands. It calls us to act upon what we believe. Our first reading speaks of the fathers in faith. The night of the Passover. When you read the scripture in wisdom, "the night" is capitalized. Because the night of the Passover is that central identifying factor for the Jewish faith. It is what they are all about. That night, when the angel of the Lord came and took all of the firstborn of the Egyptians and the beasts. That night was a terrifying night. It says in Scripture, the darkness is so dark you couldn't even see your hand in front of your face. That night was foretold by Moses. The people believed Moses, and they acted on that belief. And they prepared the lambs. They took them and sacrificed them. And they painted that blood on their doorsteps. An act of faith, confident in God's mercy and judgment and justice. For Catholic Christians, that night is right here. That night is today. It's the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Every Sunday, every holy day of obligation, every day. For this is when we see blood of the new, we enter into the true and eternal Passover. We no longer sacrifice lambs. We participate in the one sacrifice of Christ. We don't paint blood on the doorposts. But when we consume the Eucharist, the blood and the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, His blood marks our souls and our hearts. And if the blood of an animal could save the Israelite people, how much more does the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ protect us from all of Satan's traps? Our letter to the Hebrew also points to faith, how Abraham's belief turned to faith when this unknown God. Abraham, he was the Warren Buffett. He was the Bill Gates of his day. He had everything. He had land. He had animals. He had possessions. He had it all. He was respected and had power in his community. But this unknown God comes to him and says, "Leave it all. Go." And Abraham, in an act of faith, departs on a sojourn of faith. He was an old man. And he was promised that he would have a son to give new life. Adam's faith brought new life with Isaac. And then he was told to offer Isaac up, take him up to the mountain, offer him up. And Abraham went. And as he was about ready to offer his son, the angel of the Lord stayed his hand. Abraham received the promise, and he went forward in faith. Without seeing the results, without getting the promise fulfilled. And for this, he is our father in faith. The faith that our gospel speaks of today. He calls us to live lives of faith. That's not easy. Sell all you have. It's a life of detachment from the things of the world and a life of attachment to the things that are invisible, to what we believe, to act on what we believe, and to do so with confidence. Do not be afraid. Gird your loins. Be prepared for battle, because it is a battle. It's a battle against our passions. It's a battle against our pride. It's a battle against our ego. And it's a battle that we all fight every day of our lives. Light your lamp. Keep the fire for him burning. Not an easy thing to do, because we don't know the time or the place. It's easier to be prepared when we know the battle is 3 days away. It's easier to get fired up for that. But we don't know the time or the place of his return. But there is one guarantee. We are guaranteed that today we've got one less day to prepare for the return of our Christ than we had yesterday. We know that he is going to come. And even if we are not alive when he does come, we know that we will come face to face with him at some point, every one of us. We can get confused about all of this, though. We can just focus on his second coming and forget about our encounter. But there will come a time when every one of us will come face to face, and there will be no hiding. Every word we have spoken, every action we have ever done, every action we have failed to do, everything will be seen in the light of faith. A famous philosopher, Soren Kierkegaard, says this of faith: faith is a passion for the impossible. It is a surrender to a mystery that we cannot control. Abraham had faith, and it brought him to a new land. Moses and the Israelites had faith, and it brought them to freedom from 400 years of being subjected to the Egyptians. In our gospel, Jesus asks if we have faith. Are we willing to surrender to the impossible? Am I willing to surrender to the mystery? Am I willing to trust? Am I willing to trust the God, not of this world, a God who cannot be controlled? And when I stand before Jesus Christ with my heart wide open, am I prepared? Do I believe? And has my belief turned into action? Has it turned into faith? Is it lived in how I vote? Is it lived in how I spend my time and my money? Is it lived in the workplace, in my school, in my home? Is it reflected in how I speak? In faith, we put our trust in God. And then we go and we live out the responsibilities of that faith. In faith, we wait for the Lord, not knowing when he is going to come and enter into our lives, asking for that ultimate sacrifice in this world. And in faith, we live out that call of Christ to do all of these things and be not afraid.